Sfiras HaOmer. What is the point and purpose of Sfiras HaOmer is something that intrigued all of the Mefarshim. The Chinuch, in particular, always intrigued me, because my way of looking at it was always very different. And I was wondering to myself, what possessed the Chinuch? What made him explain Sfiras HaOmer that way? Because what the Chinuch says in a few short words, to give it over, he is ma'arich in it quite a bit, actually, is that Sfiras HaOmer is a countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. In fact, he himself asked the question, why don't we go 49, 48, 47? He says, well, those are very big numbers. You can get really scared from very big numbers. So many days. So many days. So you start 1, 2, 3. He asks, why don't we change in the middle and count down from the middle? He said, you can't mix the two kinds of counting. It's very confusing. So the way he speaks, it's clear that it's a countdown. A countdown to what, of course? Nu? Matan Torah. I was thinking to myself, so what's wrong with that? It's a beautiful pshat. Why should it bother anybody? But the reason it bothered me is because I always felt that a countdown means that what's in between is irrelevant. In other words, when you are waiting for the spaceship to take off, the shuttle is about to go off, and we want that the shuttle should be an exciting moment. Everybody should be totally focused on that moment. Correct? So how do you do that? Because if you're busy doing what you're doing, and all of a sudden you hear that zoom, it's over. So they want to raise the enthusiasm. They want to generate the enthusiasm. So what do? Everything stops. And everybody says, 10, 9, 8... You know when else they do that? The Grace of Chachamim of the world. When do they do that? The ball comes down in Times Square. And there's only one focus. The new year. And what do you do when the bell comes down to the bottom? Everybody kisses everybody inside. That's their Hasaga of our Rosh Hashanah. You know, you right away you see the tremendous difference between two completely opposite worldviews. Needless to say, I prefer mine. But that's the idea. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 10, 9, 8, 7. Is 7 important? Of course not. Is 8 important? Absolutely not. What's important? That we're on the verge. We're almost there. We're there! Wow! Boom! The spaceship goes off. What's wrong with each day having its own purpose, its own goal, its own toeles? We're growing. We're steiging. It's not that 8 is only 8 because of the 7 that's coming up or the 9 that preceded it. 8 has a value of its own. It's today. What am I doing today? So it bothered me and bothered me. And finally one day I realized why he says what he says. Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. Mem tes shari tumah, correct? How do you manage that mentality? How do you transform a person who is on the very bottom of all the rungs of tumah? The answer is, there's only one way according to the Chinuch. A total, absolute, complete, unyielding focus on Matan Torah. In other words, why are you coming out of Mitzrayim? The answer is only one answer. Because 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Why are you chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. I don't pause, I don't stop, I don't hesitate, I don't take a break, because if I lose that immediate and constant focus on the goal, which is Matan Torah, then Chas V'Sholem says the Chinuch, the Chinuch implies this, he doesn't say it beferish, it's my understanding of what he says. Then Chas V'Sholem, you lose it all. Baruch Hashem, we are not in the Mem Tes Shaarei Tumah. obviously you're not a Memta Charitum, because otherwise you wouldn't be learning the way you're learning. And you wouldn't commit yourself the way you do. But I was thinking that even if you look at other Mefarshim, they don't see it as simply as 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Because they feel that every day has its own purpose, every day has its own raison d'etre for being. You have to be the special Jew even when you're not totally and absolutely focused on Matan Torah. Because the question is, how are you living with your wife and how are you living with your husband? How are you living with your children? How are you living with your parents? What does it mean to be a Jew on the way to Mitzrayim, on the way to Har Sinai? That's just as important. And when it comes to Golus, which they were in the middle of, every one of us has to ask, how do we negotiate the street? How do we negotiate the radio and the television and the internet and everything else that's bombarding us? How do we text and when do we text? And what do we text about? This is all a matter of today. And today is supposed to be a stepping stone for tomorrow. So when you are learning, you're not learning 24/7. And some of you may, if you're Zocha, you'll be that kind of Talmud Chacham. But some of you will be everything else. And you have to know how to negotiate that day, every single day. The Chafetz Chaim said, the Pasuk says, V'hoyu advarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. Chafetz Chaim says, don't ever lose your focus. What is the focus? He says it's three components. Mitzavcha. Ha'ela. Hayom. Each day is hayom. Today is the day that will be the test of what kind of a Jew I am. In the street, in the marketplace, in business, on the subway, it doesn't make a difference. You're as much achroi on the bus going home than you are in the halls of the Beis Medrash to be the Jew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects you to be. You're as much achroi in your studies and in the honesty and integrity of how you study and how you take tests, whether it's math or whether it's Gemara. It makes no difference because the day is Hayom. This is the day from morning to night to ask, how am I Lagabi the Ribbono Shel Olam and his Torah? Anochi Mitzavcha, you don't worry about anybody else. You're not competing with anyone. You're not living up to somebody else's standards. And, maybe more important, you're not dragged down by anybody. Because it's you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person, you know, it's very hard for, especially for teenagers. I mean, there's a certain time in a person's life when he's much more worried about what other people think than later on. This is part of a growth pattern. When you're worried about somebody else, you're also worried. You're going to be looked at as a nerd. You're going to be looked at as a frumie. Are you going to be looked at as a person, you know, that's a spoiled sport because you don't want to join with everybody else? So I'm glad to give this. You have to be Mu'uravim Habrios, that's for sure. But you can't say that I'm living a life for you. Anoichi mitzavcha. It's you, singular, not mitzavchem. It doesn't say mitzaveh eschem. It says mitzaveh osecha. So it's hayom and osecha, and it's hadvarim o'ela. That's one of the most wonderful things that the Chafetz Chaim said. Listen, there's a big shas out there. You're going to look at that shas, you're going to get scared out of your wits, and you're going to say, it's not for me because there's no way. And that's what the Gemara says. There's a famous Yerushalmi that says that. And the Medrash says that in Koheles Rabbah. You can't look at the whole thing and get scared. So the Chafetz Chaim says, of course not. It's hadvarim o'ela. Look at the amud in front of you. Don't even look at the entire amud. Look at the six lines. So this idea that you took an hour, that's a fantastic thing. Because we are not just focused on Maimed HaSinai. Nor do you have to be. You have enough baggage, you have enough arsenal of weaponry to fight the Yetzer Hara, to fight the street, to fight the world. You're all right. You've already gone beyond Mitzrayim. And so you have a chance to take each day as it comes. And that's a different kind of sphera. That's not the countdown. Actually, it's the count up, which is the Poshib Shah. Yom Rishon leads to Yom Sheni. I'm not supposed to think that the only reason I'm doing Yom Rishon is because I want to get to Yom Sheni. Because Yom Rishon has to have its own validity. Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom. If you follow this recipe, number one, you'll be much less nervous. slowly, surely, the turtle wins the race. It's the way it is. Because the hare thinks he's so smart that he takes a nap. And then he wakes up, he sees the turtle has already gone to the finish line. There's a steadfast, consistent, kolashona halochos bechol yom muftach lo shehu ben olam abba. So that's a fantastic thing. Asher anochi nitzavcha, don't worry about anybody else. Hayom hadvarim ha'elah. Fantastic idea of the Chafetz Chaim. If today worked, and I accomplished that, it is the stepping stone for day two, which is the stepping stone for day three, which ultimately is the stepping stone for day 49. And guess what? By itself, you have arrived. You don't even realize it. To Matan Torah. You should have tremendous, tremendous hatzlacha.